Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I am your host with Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here, and again, we want to welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners, and we're looking forward to another great night of Astromind 2012, and what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about geotrans, if you can explain what that is to our audience, on how geotrans can affect us in a positive way and how it can help people.
Okay. First of all, let me explain geotrans. You know, the name has been shortened to geotrans. What it means is geometric transformation. And we've got other information, you know, that's told us that what this is a sacred geometry. And, well, we know that, you know, these are very powerful numbers, you know, what we've learned. What it is we have our seven major chakras in our body, and we know that when they start reversing and going in an opposite direction, then that causes blockages in our chakras. But with geotrans, what this does is there's hundreds of little spin points on our body, and depending on the area where you're using these sets of numbers, it helps to bring back balance to the body. And the way we test it is with muscle testing, is when you raise your arm up and ask a specific question, and the body responds to it with a yes or no answer. Well, it's almost similar to the, you know, the pendulum. You know, in some ways that works in the same energy field also. And but what we've seen is excellent results with geotrans, because both I and Adrian have seen where it even helped people and even saved their lives, because they were going through a lot of trauma at that time. Once we set these numbers and this on their body, you know, different parts of their body, it was able to bring them back to balance and restore their health. I just wanted to share that, and if anybody wants to know more about it, feel free to go into our show page and click into our website and either call us or email us, and we will gladly share any information on that. And Adrian, is there anything else?
Well, I just wanted to also mention that I know there were some other codes that that also helped with abundance and prosperity. That also help with people who are lacking abundance in their heart chakra. We know that the reason why is because they close their heart chakra off to love, and because they've been hurt. Also, the throat chakra, I think, plays a big part in our lives, because, you know, a lot of people need to learn how to communicate better and talk about their feelings and let those toxins out of their bodies, detox. I know that geotran with the positive codes are the most very powerful, because it changes people's thought patterns in their subconscious and unconscious mind. So things that are not really for our highest good, or things that we believe that is true but is not really true, and we just believe that they are at the time, and when things get better, then we start believing and more into the positive. And like Lita was telling me today, that when you think negative, she says it just creates disaster all around you. And so anytime when we get in that spunk, you know, it doesn't matter whether we're light workers or not, we're all learning, and we all fall down and we get back up, and we learn from that lesson. I just wanted to share that.
That's amazing. Those of our callers and listeners out there, if they've ever seen the movie The Secret, where this doctor, I think it's Komodo, he talks about how the water molecules change just by, you know, people who think negative and what those who think positive. And it was amazing, you know, how it changed the molecules in the water. Well, we have to remember that most of our body is water, so, you know, our thought patterns are going to change a lot, you know, and this is why a lot of people are having, you know, a lot of health issues, and they're not, you know, making that connection even in relationships because of their way of thinking. And it all comes down to just changing our way of thinking. I just wanted to share that. And how are we doing on callers tonight, Agent?
Well, we do have one caller on the line. Her name is Tanya. And we can go ahead and bring her on so she can ask the pendulum question. You can ask 50 questions on the 50-chart pendulum chart that I use. You can ask yes and no percentage, probability chart. It goes into a lot of health. Also goes into house inventory, feng shui, chakra measurements, things like that. So it can go into dental, car problems, planting. If you want to plant your garden, it'll tell you what you need,
mm-hmm.
what is lacking. Essential oils. Allergy effect. Now, I noticed that a lot of people have been getting a lot of allergies lately. I mean, I've been sneezing, Lita's been sneezing, and both of our eyes have been watering. So I think there's a lot of crap that's going on in the air because of all the dust that's been blown around. I noticed we've been going through a lot of weather changes and patterns just in New York. They were talking about a massive flood that hit New York because of the rain. And I'm thinking that this has to do with the solar eclipse, because we've been experiencing a lot of negative energy. I was even getting a reading from Lita today. I just want to share real quick that she said that Elena was thinking negative. And I think it's not only affecting a lot of light workers, but it's affecting our way of thinking. And that's not good, because when we're doing any kind of light work, we don't want any kind of negative thoughts that are coming in, because we can put that in people's energy field. So we got to be very careful about that with what we're projecting in our thoughts,
mm-hmm.
whether it be money, stress, whatever. And I know the biggest factor is a lot of people are stressing about money. You know, that's almost becomes the structure of our lives, is money. And that
right.
rules over us. You know, it's almost like saying, hey, here, we're going to take a huge amount of power from you. And you tell the universe and you say, hey, you know, I want my power back. I'm not going to let this person take my power away from me. And money can do that to us. It can corrupt us. So we got to be very careful.
Right.
Of light workers.
Let's go ahead with our caller now, Agent.
All right, let's go ahead with Tanya. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, and Tanya, where are you from?
Windsor, Ontario.
And again, we welcome you to our show tonight. And my name is Roy, and you're talking to Roy and Adrian. And how can we help you?
I just wanted to know if you can somehow feel or know of that I'm feeling properly through the breathing process.
Nadrin, did you hear that okay?
A lot of feedback in the background.
You'll have to repeat that again.
Okay. I just wanted to know if you felt or if you knew that I'm doing okay, feeling okay through the grieving process.
Can you repeat that, Roy? I'm having a hard time.
Yeah, you're, for some reason, it almost sounds like your phone's giving like a tunnel. We're not getting it clear.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, a little better now.
Okay. I was just wondering if you felt or if you could tell me or if you know that I'm going through the grieving process healthy, if I'm doing okay.
And who just passed away?
My husband.
Your husband?
Yes.
And how long ago?
2 years.
Been 2 years now. Adrian, what do you get in?
I'm going to look into her emotions right now.
Yeah.
So that would be the emotional body and identify what is going on emotionally. Oh, yeah, you are going through sadness and grief.
Mm-hmm.
It says be cautious. Of becoming the victim of your own emotions.
Okay. I just recently went and got help for the anxiety part of it.
Because it's saying it could cause brain damage and insanity. So
okay.
Be careful.
Okay.
Meaning, keep your mind busy. Don't think about it too much.
Okay.
You're not keeping your mind busy enough. You're thinking about it too much.
Okay.
You need to do a hobby, or you need to read a book, or you need to do some more positive affirmations.
I do have blogs open and a site open to help other people that are grieving, so that helps a lot.
Well,
are you communicating with other people that are going through the same grieving process?
Yes, I am.
Okay, because my guides are saying to keep the communication going.
Okay.
And that you're going to be receiving a calling.
Wow. Okay.
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 The main thing is know what you need to communicate, and you're going through through this process where you're even gonna start thinking, you know, you're a lot younger. And that's going to help you.
Okay.
Through the process.
Okay.
The chart's also picking up. It went to healing the self. So going inside yourself, reflecting, meditation. Go inside your soul for healing.
Okay.
So you need to go a little bit deeper than what you've been doing right now.
Okay.
You really need to get in touch with your soul. And there's a lot of healing that needs to be done there.
Okay.
How's your confidence right now?
Oh, it's good. It's good. Really good.
Good. And if you were to change something, what would you change right now?
I think I would probably change what we were talking about earlier, thinking about it too much.
So you need to change your thought pattern.
Yeah,
you might need some hypnotherapy.
Okay.
And it just so happened that me and Roy were both hypnotists, and our mentor's also a hypnotist that's on here tonight.
Okay.
So if you have any questions, we'd be happy to help you since you're going through this grieving process.
That'd be great.
I'm getting right now it's almost like you're going through like stormy weather and you're driving through your emotions and it's causing some confusion, you know, for you.
A little bit.
Yeah. Main thing is you have to know where are you going, you know, on your journey.
I do have a plan.
You do have a plan?
Yes.
Yeah. And that's the first step, is to have a plan. And that's why I asked you, if you were to change something, what would you change?
Okay. I'm definitely going to keep seeing through the helping with other people that are grieving and go through the grief counsel, to be a grief counselor and a grief, and I got placed up for grief coaching. I'm going to keep on that road.
Wonderful. And all that's going to do is help you and give you more strength to go through what you're going through right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to validate everything that, you know, you've been experiencing.
Okay.
And that's what I'm getting, you know, you've been waiting for validation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you said I would be getting a sign. Is that what you said, a sign or a call? Calling?
Yeah, you're going to be receiving a calling real soon.
And what does that mean?
You know, a calling could be, you know, putting, you know, yourself into a position where people are going to, you know, be coming to you.
Okay.
You know, a lot like the reader does, you know, we have a calling, and that's people, you know, coming to us with, you know, things that they're experiencing in life. And we offer, you know, different options, you know, for them. And this is, this is what's going to help you.
Okay.
Adrian, what else are you getting?
I'm getting that, try to talk about it, but don't focus on it too much.
Okay.
Because it will drive you insane, according to the chart.
That's true.
Because you're on that borderline, okay?
Okay.
So just be careful.
I will. Okay.
The
main thing is, what I'm getting also is that, what are you learning, you know, from all of this, you know, your experiences, you know, that you're going through right now, you know, I'm getting that there's a relationship coming in your future, a new relationship.
Okay.
Have you ever thought of that?
Yes. Just recently, yeah. I decided to start dating.
Good. The main thing is, you want to, you know, work with your emotions and come back to, you know, where you want to be, you know.
Right.
Adrian, what are you getting on the pendulum on a new relationship?
Well, it'll tell you who you're, what you're compatible with. It won't tell you who you're going to meet, but it will tell you who you're compatible with.
Okay.
And what are you getting?
Any kind of a description of who or no?
Hold on, let me see. It doesn't give descriptions.
Okay.
It tells you who you're compatible with.
Will she be meeting her soulmate? Will she be meeting a twin flame?
Will she be meeting her soulmate? Well, she has several soulmates. She has about six.
Wow.
And it's saying here that they all have mental and emotional problems.
Oh, my goodness.
And also anger issues.
Oh, that's not good.
It's kind of the people that you're attracting right now, and I think because of what you're going through, so you're not emotionally ready yet for a relationship.
Okay.
You need a lot of chakra balancing, a lot of healing at this time. And it says to really pay close attention to yourself, your higher self, to heal. You know, it's like a scab. It needs time to heal before you can allow somebody else to come into your life.
Okay.
So you're in a healing process, mental process.
Okay.
There is one person that is coming, though, for the healing. And it says this will heal you physically and emotionally.
Wow.
And it shows unconditional love. At
50%
probability. And it shows that this person will be very committed to you.
Okay.
You will have, let's see, I'm picking up in a vision that he will have light blonde hair and hazel eyes.
Okay. Yeah.
And he's very manipulative. Like his look is what manipulates people.
Okay.
Like for an example, if you were to see a model, and you look at him, you're like, wow, that model is really good looking. Well, that's what I mean by manipulate, by their
yeah.
look.
Okay.
They draw you in, okay?
All right.
So that's kind of how you're going to look at him. You're going to be like, whoa, what an angel, you know?
Okay.
And why is it that some people have those looks, Roy?
Well, you know, I think more than anything, I think we look a little bit further. We look into their soul. I mean, more than any, because that's where we make our connection, you know. And not only that, but, you know, why is it that when people take a picture, you know, the camera loves them?
True.
And, you know, some people don't like their pictures taken at all, you know. So a lot of it is, you know, what kind of energy are they putting out? You know, how do they feel about themselves? You know, and that's, you know, where we make that connection.
Okay.
Main thing is right now, what I'm getting also is that you need to support your inner child. That's why I said you're going to start, you know, thinking a lot younger now.
Okay.
And that's part of your inner child. You need to feed your inner child. And explain that to her about the inner child, Agent.
Well, the inner child is that part of you that child within. So, like, when you feed your inner child, you feed your spiritual self, your soul.
Okay.
So, by doing that, you have to do all the spiritual things that your inner child needs to grow.
Okay.
And it's interesting you bring up the inner child, because that's usually the first thing that you need to take care of before you go into a relationship.
Yeah.
Just to learn how to nurture yourself and the inner child within you.
Okay.
You know, and that's, you know, would be part of the first steps that you need to do, you know, so that this new relationship will be, you know, more lasting, you know, more loving, and a lot more of unconditional love. And
okay.
This will help you, you know.
All
Is
right.
there anything else, Adrian?
Yeah. Another thing that I was picking up is that somebody close to you is in the hospital, that will be in the hospital, and you will go there and you will see them often. I don't know if it's a family member, or is there anybody in the hospital right now?
Not right now, but my mother-in-law of my husband that passed,
uh-huh,
hasn't been feeling good. So I'm wondering if he'll be a parent.
I don't know. I just see someone in the hospital, and I see you going there, spending a lot of time there. Somebody that's ill, somebody that is also in the grieving.
And how was your relationship with your mother-in-law?
Oh, she's the best. We're still very close.
Very close, huh?
Yeah. My brother-in-law, he's not feeling good too, so I'm not sure about that.
I'm getting also that there's something that you're holding on to from the past, and it's almost like these skeletons are coming out of the closet. This is something that you have to, you know, let go of. And
okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think it might be maybe when my husband was sick, I was his caregiver, and I just feel that I could have did more than that I did.
Yeah. The main thing is you have to let go, and allow, you know, unconditional love to fulfill not only your life, but his life, so that he can move on.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been holding on?
Yes.
You have to allow him to go into the light.
Okay.
Okay. So that you can move on, you know, with your life.
Okay. Yeah.
You have to allow this, because, see, what's happened is a lot of stuck spirits, they don't move on because you know, there's somebody that's, you know, whether it's a spouse or a family member or somebody have been grieving and they're not willing to let go.
Right.
And these are spirits and they need to move on into the light.
Okay.
Okay. Adrian, is there anything else you want to mention?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that I think the reason why she's been going through the grieving is because the spirit's going through grieving.
Oh, okay.
So there's an attachment there, okay? And that's where you have allowed, you have opened yourself up to that attachment to that spirit.
Okay.
So have you been sold or sacrificed? That's what you got to ask yourself.
Okay.
I think you've been sacrificed because you've been sacrificing all your life.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And we can do a soul retrieval on that and release the spirit from you so that way you don't grieve and you don't go through all this suffering.
Okay.
You give me permission to do this for you. To go
okay.
into your... Do you give me permission?
I do, yes.
So what we need to do is we need to identify on the chart what is... what is the spirit that is making you grieve?
It would be my husband.
Okay. And you don't know if it's your husband or not. It could be another
entity. It could be somebody else,
yes. I have to check the chart first to make sure it's your husband.
Okay.
Because I'm not picking up it's your husband. I'm picking up this is an unfriendly spirit.
Aye, aye.
This is a parasite, okay?
Okay.
Created by your own manifestation.
Wow.
I'm picking up that, I'm connecting with it right now. And I'm picking up that when you watch your husband, this entity jumps inside of you, it attaches itself to you.
Okay. Wow.
Okay, Roy, what I want you to do is see in your mind, close your eyes, and see in your mind and identify what number this entity is marked.
Can I identify that number with the number 2?
Number 2? Okay, we'll check the pendulum. Okay, so it is saying number 2 and 3.
2 and 3. So that could be 23.
It's also picking up in the pendulum that this is a legion. So there's more than one.
Right.
Yes.
Do you know what a legion is?
No.
Tell her what a legion is, Roy.
Well, it could be hundreds. It could even be 1,000.
Wow.
Main thing is we're going to release that. Whatever has been holding, you know, you've been holding on to.
Okay.
And you may feel a shift.
Yeah.
Okay.
So has this body been sacrificed? And it's saying, yes, it has. You've allegedly given it permission.
Yes.
Now we will redeem you. Okay. This body is now redeemed, delivered, and restored now. We have redeemed you, Legion, and by the blood of Jesus Christ, we brought you out of all sins that this person has committed. Go back to the light from which you came, in the name of Jesus. Set this person free. Let her go in peace. Let her go in peace. Set this person free. We set you free now. You are now cleared. Let me check your chart for your percentage.
Okay.
Okay, so now she's back up to 50%, Ruth.
Wonderful.
Wow.
Did you feel any kind of energy shift at all?
I felt very calm.
Yeah.
Wow.
We just did an exorcism on you.
Really? Oh, my goodness.
I got rid of the parasite. Now, what you need to do to keep it away, you need to wear protection.
I wear a cross.
Crosses are good, but you need to know how to protect yourself spiritually.
Okay.
And the way you do this is imagine a pyramid around you, a golden white pyramid on your crown chakra.
Okay.
Going around you and protecting you from anything that does not dance in the light of Christ. It does not dance in the light of Jesus, okay?
Okay.
And anything that doesn't dance in the light, rebuke it. Just rebuke it.
Okay.
Say, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. It is now gone.
Okay.
Don't allow these parasites to come back in, because they will. Okay?
Okay.
They want to feed off your energy.
Wow.
And I do believe you have a lot of holes in your aura right now.
What does that mean?
That's how they're getting in.
Oh, okay.
You've done a lot of soul damage.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why I agree for you, you know, with your husband's death.
Well, it not only affected you emotionally or mentally, but it affected you spiritually also.
Okay.
Main thing is to be more connected to Source, and by that is, you know, by through prayer or even meditation, and to not, you know, only forgiving yourself, but forgiving others, and allowing unconditional love to, you know, be your life, you know, be part of you.
Okay.
Once you get yourself to that higher vibration, then you're going to start drawing more people of the light to you, and that's, you know, that's when you can meet, you know, your, whether it be your soulmate or even your twin flame.
Okay. Wow.
Main thing is, you know, now that with the work that Adrian's done for you, a lot of those, you know, energies don't have any control over you. You have your power back. Main thing is to keep your power.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and we have another caller, Adrian.
Yeah. Let's go to the next caller.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
to the 773 area. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Tempest, and I'm actually calling from Chicago.
Chicago.
Yes.
And again, we welcome you to Astro Mind 2012, and how can we help you tonight?
Thank you for welcoming me. Actually, I called, I think, last week, and a call was dropped. I think the show was about Twin Flames.
Right.
And I remember you telling me the story of how you met your wife, remember? How you wrote her number.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was me.
Okay,
and,
we welcome you back.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I went back to the archives and I listened to what you did pick up about Darnell and me. And I guess I wanted to, further just ask if you did you see a marriage happening? It doesn't have to be soon, but just will it happen between the two of us? Because you said that we were twin flames.
Adrian, what are you getting?
Well, it is saying, the chart is saying you are twin flames. But you have a really strong intuition with this person. Like, I feel like you connect with them in your dreams, in your visions, and your intuition tells you, feel like you connect with this person on that level.
Mm-hmm.
But you're also hiding things from each other, like how you feel, like your emotions.
Yeah, that's true.
There are still some things that still are going to be discovered, that you're going to discover come up really shortly.
Okay.
That's what I'm picking up.
Are they bad things, or like things that can help us grow, or is it something that can tear us apart?
Well, anything that's bad can turn out good.
Okay.
Or anything that's good can turn out bad. It can go both ways.
Okay.
But in the end, it will turn out the way it's supposed to turn out.
Okay.
But at the same time, I'm picking up that this is something very positive that's going to shock you.
Okay. I like surprises.
Because the pendulum went to shock and trauma. Okay, so that was the first impression that I got from the pendulum, was that you're going to be shocked and traumatized by this news that you're going to be hearing soon.
Traumatized?
I think that's part of the electrical protons and neutrons in your brain that's going to inflate, and that's where you make that connection with your twin flame, because it comes from your back chakra, from your spleen, because your spleen goes away to your brain. It's what controls the nerves in your body, and that's where the protons and neutrons are in your brain. Sends off a signal to your brain. And that's part of your higher self, your intuition.
Okay.
I mean, really know that it comes from your chakras.
So I will be awakened. Like, but it, I mean, from what it sounds like, it's a good thing. I don't know how it's going to pan out, but, I mean, sometimes shock is a good thing. Sometimes shock can be a good thing, right?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Like,
actually,
said,
what it's going to do is, I'm getting that it's going to give you a boost.
Okay.
Of energy.
Yeah.
taking
actually,
in
it's
energy.
Actually, it's going to do, it's going to increase your endorphins in your body. It's almost going to be like a high.
Hmm.
So, you know, are you ready?
Yes. I'm ready.
Yeah. Adrian, do you have any more messages for
him? I'm picking up that your twin flame is an angel.
Really?
I don't know. I was picking up angelic angel. Because earlier, a few minutes ago, I was smelling rosemary. And I couldn't put my finger on it because I don't have rosemary in my apartment. Why am I smelling rosemary? Okay. Usually I only smell rosemary when Mary comes around, when the Virgin Mary comes around. She smells like flowers. She has a message for you. I want to pull a card and see what she wants to tell you.
Okay.
She works with the Virgin Mary, okay?
All right.
You do. That's your guide.
Really? That's amazing.
Well, that card flew out. That's weird. Okay, so she's saying new beginnings and prosperity is about to come into your life. And this is the tree of life. Take the forbidden fruit from the tree of life and you shall live a long life of prosperity, abundance, and love. Listen to other people's intuition. Listen to other people's ideas and their advice. As well, this will open you up like a tree that is waiting to blossom when it is ready. And it will grow spiritually. This is eternal life. This is the forbidden fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. This is the tree of life. Okay. So it's basically saying you're going back and forth. So you're learning knowledge. Also, you're taking fruit from the tree of life and you're growing spiritually. This is when I'm talking about the spine chakra, okay? That means that you're growing like a tree. And the more you grow, you take care of yourself, the more you will grow spiritually.
Okay.
So you're in a good direction, according to the Virgin Mary, what she's trying to tell you. Now, the Virgin Mary, it's interesting. She likes children, so... And we were talking about earlier about the inner child Roy was, and that's why I kept smelling her. I was like, okay, why am I smelling her perfume or her essential oil? Because that rosemary is her essential oil.
Okay.
And it came in really strong, too. I smelled it. You know, and my senses were kicking in there for a minute.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm just blown away. That it brought tears to my eyes just listening to you. Oh my gosh. Because that's everything that I'm going through. And not only that, it's like I've been praying for a change in my life, praying for prosperity, praying for growth, praying for like strength, like boosting my strength to just go out and just take that step in my life. Like finding a job or, you know, doing things for my life. And it's like everything you just said is like everything that I'm going through. And just knowing that you just received a message from my spirit guide, which is the Virgin Mary. And for her to say that, she's been listening.
You know,
this is
going to be real, real interesting. I just want to share something with you real quick. As you're talking and you're telling us, you know, what you've been experiencing,
yes.
I just pulled a card, and it's talking about an appointment book. And in this appointment book, you have schedules in life, and you have an appointment with destiny. That's why you're going through all these different experiences right now.
Well.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Because I don't know why I pick up, like, this strong thing. Like, with, when you said that, Darnell, like, I felt he was an angel in a way in my life because he opened up my eyes, like, as far as, like, relationships or men. It's like he changed my idea of what love really is, how taking time doing something, not rushing, it's best to take my time. Like, as far as me growing and maturing as a woman, it's like I'm so happy that I met him. And it was just so overwhelming. And I felt like I had got the intuition, like, if I go the right path and do the right things, it is possible that he could be my husband. I don't know why I feel like we supposed to be together. I don't know if that's just the twin flame energy or what. But just him, period, brought me into the show. And by me calling the show, look what else I found out. I'm saying, like, it's like it's good all the way around. So, I'm happy.
The main thing is, what I'm getting is that you and him have to have a lot more communication with each other.
Okay.
What, do you feel that either you're holding back or he's holding back?
Well, actually, I think he's holding back, and the reason why I'm holding back is because he's holding back. I think the reason for his holding back is because he's been hurt previously. I've been hurt previously, too, from two relationships, and miraculously, he's been hurt twice in two relationships. So it's like I'm moving on a path where I'm not completely healed, but I healed enough to know that, you know what, it's time for a change. I don't want to be here anymore, and I want to receive love on a higher level than what I've been receiving it. And I know that I have to change my energy. I have to change my mindset, and that's the type of energy that I'm putting out. Now, with him, I believe that he's seeking what I'm trying to reach. He want to get there. He probably just need that boost on, you know, whatever he needs to let go of his past. And we haven't discussed that. We haven't discussed our past relationships. I haven't discussed that. We just been silent. It's like a silent pause. But I feel him missing me. I miss him. And we just haven't really got that deep yet because I don't think he's ready. So I'm not trying to push him or force him because I'm scared I might scare him.
Okay, let me read to you what it says on this other card that I pulled, and it's called the Lover's card.
Okay.
And it says that it's almost like you have a gag around your mouth. And let me explain that to you. Number one, you're holding back communication and silent treatment. Number two, using a red cloth, you know, around your mouth. And that's caused anger, passion for withholding. Number three is, what am I not saying to myself?
Right.
The main thing is you know, in order for this, you know, you have to be more open. He has to be more open. And, you know, and that communication has to start between the two of you. You know, whatever that might be, whether it's, you know, past lives or anything, the main thing is to be in communication.
Okay. So,
because whatever he's doing, you're doing back to him. And that's not communication. You have to speak with your heart of unconditional love.
Is a twin flame, like, I've been reading about twin flames ever since I was, you know, called into the show. And it's basically like twin flame is like your other half.
That's
is
right.
He
that
is
you.
Me and I'm him.
Yeah.
So I understand that opening up and communicating, because it's some things that I need to hear that he probably has, and it's some things that he needs to hear that I probably have. You know, like, we need to share that.
Yeah,
is the time now? Should I just go ahead and just do it, like, beyond the fear, just go ahead and try to attempt to try to, how do I break the ice with that? How do I tell myself? I don't even know how I would tell myself, like, this is something you need to hear. You know, how do I break that and start off with, you know, being open and communicating?
Well, that's a good question for the chart.
Yep.
And that would be, wouldn't that be under how to change my life?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's identify what it is. Okay, so it's swinging towards awareness and completion. So what do you get from that, Roy?
You know, this is going to be interesting. The completion would be, again, it's bringing up the inner child. And it's saying that you have to have a, you know, a strong connection with the inner child, you know, and feeding that inner child. And right now you've been feeling like you're left out. You know, you have to have that, you know, where you feel like, you know, that you're part of what you're, you know, of this relationship. Main thing is having that communication, you know, with each other, and feeling, you know, when you were a young child, you know, how it was to, you know, feel that love, you know, to come from, you know, whether it was from your parents or your father. How was your relationship with your father when you were younger?
Actually, I didn't have, like, the typical relationship with my father, like, young girls would love to have with their fathers. Like, I didn't have a father that told me I was beautiful or, you know, he wasn't that type of dad. He wasn't very vocal with his emotions. I always had to, it wasn't even, like, reading his mind. Like, I always had that knowing within myself, like, despite the fact I know my dad loves me. Like, even when he didn't show any affection. Like, my dad didn't show me affection. My mom was way more vocal in my life than my dad was. So I think that took a toll on how I looked at relationships with men. And I'm coming to realizing it, like, realizing that now. And it's hard, like, looking at that. But in some way, I've been trying to communicate with my dad and make peace with that. And try to pray and get rid of that, because I've been hurt so many times off of, like looking back, it was so many unnecessary things, but the ties and the ways that I had to learn, I'm glad I did. But I as far as my relationship with my dad, it wasn't great. It wasn't like the relationship that I would desire to have with my father.
And that's where the inner child comes in, you know, that you have to trust. You know, you have to trust in your, you know, your twin flame, in yourself, be more connected, you know, to source, be more, you know, of unconditional love. Main thing is, you know, you were holding on to a lot of things, you know, from the past that you weren't receiving. And this, you were using, you know, as protection. You didn't want to, you know, you didn't want to get hurt.
Yes, that's absolutely true. Just like I feel like he worked like two or three jobs. Darnell worked two or three jobs, and he stayed busy like every day. He worked like tremendously. He would leave one job and work another. And I think he does that because it keeps him busy so he don't have to really deal with life or a lot of things. I think he does that to cover up his emotions or so he don't have time to sit and think. Like, I have time to sit and think. He don't. So you can just imagine what he really going through because it's crazy. It's like I feel it and I want to come close, but then that fear creep in and I'll be like, well, I don't want to push him. I'm scared he'll, if I show him affection, he'll run the other direction. I guess that's because that's what I felt from past relationships. When I extend myself to a man, it's like always either they mistreat me or they leave me. And I was scared that he would probably leave or feel some type of way if I extended myself in that type of manner.
Well, you have to remember, too, this is if you do believe that this is your twin flame, the love is just going to increase and get stronger, and you know, and the relationship is going to, you know, come together because this is your calling. You know, that's why there's a lot of twin flames that are coming together and at this time, because we need the twin flame energy to heal the earth. You know, and that's why we're hearing more and more about, you know, twin flames coming together. I just wanted to share that with you.
Yeah.
Adrian, is there anything else?
I just wanted to mention we got more callers.
Okay, we need to move on now.
Okay, I want to just thank you. Thank you guys for everything and for listening and for helping me, and I will keep you posted. Thank you so much.
We want you to, you know, once you do, you know, get with your twin flame, let us know how everything's going for you.
Okay, thank you again.
Okay. Thank you so much for allowing us to give you a reading. Let's go ahead with the next caller now.
920. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy, and where are you from?
I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, and we welcome you to our show. And how can we help you tonight?
Well, thank you for having me. I was just wondering if you saw anything coming in for me in the way of a romantic relationship or, I don't know, relationships in general. It just seems like things are a little funny right now.
And when's the last time you had a relationship?
I don't know. I don't know, 6 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago, I finally cut the last cord of a relationship I had with a gentleman, and that was on and off for 10 years.
Okay.
And it was just a matter of timing. We both decided that it wasn't good for us any longer. So it was mutual.
Adrian, what are you getting?
Okay. So right now I'm looking in how to change my life so that you can have a relationship. And right now your guides are saying that they want you to move past your fears and doubts, and also imagine being, doing, and having, and expanding your heart's desires. Okay, now it's gone to healing inner child. And this will bring you in, this will bring you your abundance, it says. First step of consciousness. Okay, so it's saying that your inner child needs some healing. So this would help to heal your inner child to be in a relationship. Focusing on your heart's desires, imagine being, doing, and having. And that will manifest in the relationship, that the kind of relationship you want. What else they want to tell us? Focusing on expanding your awareness. So it's saying that you need to get in touch with your higher self more, and how you do that is get in touch with your psychic ability. So that way you can connect with your twin flame on a spiritual level. Anything you want to share with that, Roy?
I just wanted to mention whatever you were holding on to in the past, I'm getting at this relationship that you had in the past, you were just sort of holding on to it. It almost became a crutch for you.
Yes, that was.
Hello. Hello.
Did we lose her?
I think we lost her.
Yeah, it looks like we did.
Let's go ahead with the next caller now.
Okay, the 212, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Carmen.
Hi, what's your name and where are you from?
It's Carmen, and I called before. How are you?
Good, and how are you tonight?
Yeah, I feel a little bit angry. I have my question about my work. Do you see there?
Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Ben, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, is it a question about your work, did you say? Hello?
Hello?
Looks like we lost this other caller now.
For some reason I keep popping off. Let's go to the 315.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
And what is your name and where are you from?
My name is Annette and I'm from New York.
And again, we want to welcome you to our show tonight. How can we help you?
Thank you so much. I'm interested in the relationship that I had just ended, but we are talking again. Could you give me any insight on that, please?
So you want to know why he came back into your life?
We had an abrupt ending and everything was going smooth, and then all of a sudden this other woman showed up in the picture, but he said nothing happened and now he's stalking me again. So I just kind of want to know what maybe you would have for an input on this.
Okay, so I'm going to look on what is going on chart. Why he came back into your life?
Mm-hmm.
Is this for the highest good? Saying yes? Okay, good. Why did he come back into your life? Let's see. Ah, okay. So it's saying he came into your life because he's a knight coming to rescue you from being a victim of your higher self.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever feel like you're playing the role of a victim?
That I am?
Mm-hmm.
My prior relationship before him, I was victimized, and he knew who he was. He was from his hometown.
Was you physically abused?
Yes, I was.
Okay. So this is the reason why he's come in, to rescue you from being a victim. And in a past life, he was the abused You were the abuser, and so that's why you were abused in this life, because you were the abuser. You abused a lot of men.
I abused a lot of men?
And the reason why is because you had a lot of anger issues and a lot of rage.
Mm-hmm.
And you held it in for so long. And you had to take it out on the energy to release the energy. Okay, so before you came on the show, I was looking at that chart. My guides were pointing me out, and I couldn't understand why I was looking at inner issues and things that you're dealing with your inner demons, trying
mm-hmm.
to conquer them. So you're on a spiritual warfare right now with your inner demons.
And
this guy is trying to rescue you.
He's trying to rescue me?
Mm-hmm. From being a victim. Being victimized is what I'm saying.
Okay, he's trying to save me from being a victim?
Yes.
Where do you see that this relationship is going to end up?
Let me check here. Oh, so the it's gone to unresolved issues. So I'm getting that. Me and Roy, we believe in when things are said, we always turn it around. So what it's really saying is that it's going to be unresolved. So in the end, it's going to turn out good. It's going to be a good outcome.
Okay, because it took off really well. I mean, extremely well. We're in a long-distance relationship. We've never even been together. And it's gone on for 10 months, and we even talked about marriage and things like that. I mean, that's how deep it got. And then all of a sudden, he was being really short with me, and like I said, this other woman come into this picture, and, you know, he said that nothing happened, but they went to the extent of recording the phone call that he was trying to pick her off. And then I found out about it. And then, you know, he shut off the relationship, like, right quick. So he's trying to say nothing was going to happen. But then they were making it out that something was going to happen, so I don't know what was going to happen, you know?
Yeah.
And so basically the last 3 weeks, he's really shut me right off, and I didn't allow him to shut off. I mean, I was going to sell my house, my land, and move out of state and everything, you know?
Was he being kind of shallow about things?
Yes.
Okay. I'm getting that right now there are unresolved issues that need to be addressed. But like I said, when I turn it around, it's always saying, it will be unresolved, it will be unresolved. But what is not unresolved? That's what we need to identify.
Well, he's going through a lot of personal things on his end. He's trying to get custody of a child that, you know, he's been shut off from his child, and that's upset him. And he's got a lot of family issues that involve his kids that are, you know, growing up and out of the house, but he tends to mother them, let's put it that way, you know?
Well, I know it's not being a result. Remember when I told you that he's the knight and he's coming to rescue you from being the victim?
Yeah.
The unresolved issue is that he's allowing other people to depend on him too much, and then he is becoming the knight, but also the victim knight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I told him that it's time to let his children grow up. They're in their 30s, you know. And it caused a little issue with us. And then he's got this little girl that's 11. I mean, I understand him trying to be there for her, but the other ones are married and on their own and all that. And whenever they have an issue, they go running back to him.
He feels like he is the caretaker.
Yeah, he does.
That's a bind. That's a hard one. I mean, that's a role that he's playing, and you're playing the role of the victim and the prostitute while he's playing the role of the knight and the caretaker. So that's kind of, that's hard.
Uh-huh.
Because he's like saying to himself in my chart, according to him, he's crying out for help, saying, help me, I'm playing the role of the knight, but I don't have my own freedom to do what I want to do.
Uh-huh.
He feels trapped, imprisoned, you know, in his own fears that are holding him back.
Mhm.
And he needs to break those fears, subconscious fears.
Okay, so those fears don't have anything to do with me. It's like his own life, right?
Yeah, this is his own mind. This is the reality that he's creating for himself.
Yeah. Well, he's got a couple neighbors that are very dominant, and you know, there was a time that he was basically homeless, and then a couple women that are sisters are his neighbors, and they watch every move that he makes, and you know, they've gone to the extent of you know, being like his proxy type thing. And I mean, to me, it's like they've taken over his life. And, you know, I commented on it. I said, you know, you've given him actually too much control, you know?
Yeah, he's
and
allowed
he has allowed it. And I'm trying to make him realize that they shouldn't have this control over him. And I think that he feels like he's in the middle of it all, you know?
Yeah.
Now, do you think
so
I'm wrong by pointing this out?
So what I'm getting is, Roy, what is the role of the prostitute? What are you getting from that?
Well, he's giving away his power. He needs to take his power back.
No, not him. I'm talking about her.
Oh. Okay.
He's the caretaker and the knight. She's the prostitute.
What I'm getting more than any is that you need to start illuminating your light.
Mm-hmm.
That a lot of it has to do with your subconscious or your unconscious. You know, there's some issues that need to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
That need to be addressed.
Yeah, they need to be addressed.
On my side.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they have to do with my entire relationship.
You're
yeah.
giving too much of yourself. I think that's what it is. You're giving too
I'm
much of yourself.
Yeah, I am. You know.
Does this have to do with your past relationship?
Yeah.
Okay. Main thing is learning to forgive those that, you know, that were taking advantage of you.
Mhm.
And to, you know, forgive yourself.
Yeah, that is an issue. And if I feel that, you know, I do have like an issue with that. I really do. I know I do.
Yeah.
Mhm.
The main thing is, you know, focus on your goals. You know, where do you want this relationship to go?
Mhm. Now, do you feel that he was trying to be with this other woman, or do you think that, see, his daughter was living with his family, and he was trying to tell me that he was trying to find out information about what was happening in the household that had nothing to do with him and her romantically, you know?
Nathan, what do you get in?
I don't feel like there's anything going on that is in his will to do anything that would jeopardize your relationship.
Okay.
If he's being forced into it, then I can understand that he will feel the pressure to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how gullible he is. He will do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So now, this woman manipulating him, and he is being hypnotized by her to do these things, you know. So he feels dependent, like he dedicates his life to these people.
Yeah.
See, that's the role, that's the hard role, that's the bind that he's in right now, being the knight, because he feels like I have to dedicate myself to these people and help them.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the contract that he chose. Okay. But this, at the same time, he feels like he's in a bind, so he has to unbind himself. And the only way he's going to unbind himself is you need to do a spell. And I can do the spell for you. I won't charge you anything. But if you feel that this will help you, you know, we can help you. Me and Roy can assist to help you. You can pay us to do, to at least give us something that we can work with, like an energy exchange or donations or something.
Mm-hmm.
For this energy work that we can do for you, so okay. That way he doesn't keep going through this cycle. It's a cycle. Cycles are very hard to break. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But the only way he's going to break it is he has to unbind himself.
Right.
He had
and,
a horrible,
you know,
life, a really bad, terrible past life.
Yes. He tried to commit suicide, too, when he was younger.
Yeah. He did in
mm-hmm.
his last life, too.
He had
a horrible life. He felt like everyone kept controlling him. He couldn't do nothing. He felt binded. He felt like nobody cared. Nobody's listening.
He feels that now.
He feels that now. Yes, he does.
Yes, I know that. Now, does he feel that I feel that way about him?
No, he gets a different feeling. He's very energy sensitive. He doesn't get that feeling from your... Because you're projecting love, you're projecting hope, and he feels like you are the spark and the light of his life.
Mm-hmm.
So when you take that light away, it will kill him.
Okay.
When you take that light away, it will kill him. It's like blowing out a candle.
Well, why would he try to shut me off like he did? I mean, for 3 weeks, he totally shut me off. I mean, I kept calling and calling, and he even got to the point that at one point he said that if I called and texted anymore, he was going to call the authorities. The only thing I was trying to do was reach out to him, you know, even though I was so upset about this other deal. You know?
Well, the reason why he did that is because the knight plays the role of the protector.
Mm-hmm.
He's very, very territorial.
Yeah, he is.
Very territorial of his life. He will
mm-hmm.
shut people out like a light.
Yeah, he does.
So the only way you're going to get around that is you have to unbind him from his suffering.
Mm-hmm.
If not, he's just going to keep suffering with his inner demons.
Now, how do I do that?
Well, there's only two ways you can do it. You can do an unbinding spell, or you can do an exorcism.
Mm-hmm.
Because these are parasites that get inside of our aura. I was hit with a really bad parasite. I got shingles, and this was from the pork parasite.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of doctors will say, no, that that didn't happen. That was a coincidence. They don't know. They don't know what's going on with our bodies and our minds and our spiritual beings. They don't know. They're just, they're only interested in what they're going to get out of you.
Right.
You know, money, paycheck, whatever. Just like a teacher, same thing.
Right.
Stamp them on the forehead, put them in a room. They don't
know.
Now,
how do I go about doing, like you said, this exorcism or anything like that?
Well, we need to first find out in the chart if that's the first step that we need to take.
Mm-hmm.
If we can identify that this is a parasite, and which parasite, we need to find out.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to have Roy do is I'm going to have him envision what this parasite is, how to remove it, and what is holding him back from his fear.
Okay.
Because this could
mm-hmm.
be co-created. This could be something he co-created.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a co-creation, Roy? What are you picking up?
Yes. It's something that he co-created.
Okay. So we need to figure out what does this entity want? Why is it with him to make his life miserable? Roy, what are you picking up from this entity?
I'm getting up that he needs to clean up a mess that he made in a past life.
A mistake?
It could be, it could have been a mistake or something that he didn't do intentionally, but it happened.
Okay. So I'm picking up, this is what I'm picking up. A gypsy put a curse on him in past life. And
no.
I'm seeing the gypsy right now in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman cursed him that he will be a slave and people will depend on him for their material needs.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
Now that's suffering right there.
Mhm.
Because he has so much love to give, and she shut it off.
Mhm.
Okay, Roy, do you want to tell her a little bit about gypsies, what they can do?
Well, gypsy curses are very powerful. I mean, this could even go through generations, you know, family generations, where they could put a curse and it could affect not only the person that they're directing it to, but their whole family.
Mm-hmm.
And this could even have been something that was from a past life that he was, you know, part of that family and it was passed on to him.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something that it's going to have to be corrected in order for him to not be the victim and be and allow himself to be the knight again.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that's why you and him have come together again. Because you and him, in a past life, you spent time, you know, helping each other.
Mm-hmm.
He helped you. Now it's your turn to help him.
Okay.
And that's why you haven't given up on him that easy.
Well, I've got a question. I've been told a couple times that I'm a healer. And I never knew that until I called in on a couple shows.
Yeah.
And would that be a reason why he and I connected to.
Right.
Well, your healer side is that part of you that will break the victim, and it will break the chains of the prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we're talking about your inner child, the healing part of you.
Mm-hmm.
In the chart.
Mm-hmm.
The inner child part of you wants to come out and heal others. So
yeah,
this is why your contract is to heal him through being the knight of the victim, because knights are victimized. People depend on them for things, to rescue them, a bad situation. Who do they always turn to when they have a problem in his family? Him.
Well, yeah, their mother has passed away. So, there is him. Mm-hmm.
It's always him. It's never nobody else.
And you know, he has
that load on his back.
Mm-hmm.
Because he chooses to. But this curse that was put on him in a past life was cruel and evil, because he can't do what he wants to. He's restricted.
Yeah. Yes. He's got a lot of health problems, too, because of him trying to commit suicide, you know? So that's hanging over his head.
Well, I don't blame him. He's a mess.
Mm-hmm.
He's an emotional mess. And it's because of everyone else makes him feel that way.
Is there anything that I can do to make it better?
Well, you know, what you need to do is just send him unconditional love. That's what he's missing in his life. To, you know, he has to be acknowledged and validated. I'm getting you need something like the Celtic cross. So I'm getting like, okay, let's see. I'm getting passion, expression, connection, and love.
Mm-hmm.
And Roy, are you getting present?
Say that again.
Are you getting the present?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm getting all those things are going to be in the present. So you have to take him in your mind in the present time to build those connections, to bring them all together in his chakras.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now he's all scattered out. His energy.
Yeah, he is. I know that. You know, like I said, one minute he can be really happy, and the next minute you can't even, you know, touch him emotionally. He can shut you right off real quick. You know.
Uh huh.
It's really hard because the only way he can reach him is over the telephone, because we're states away from each other. You know.
Yeah.
Like he told me in the first phone call that we had, that he told me a lot more than he's ever told anybody else. Like, he told me on the first phone call that he tried to commit suicide. He said he doesn't usually open up about that to anybody right away. You know?
Yeah. Well, that's where he's calling out for help.
Mm-hmm.
As the victim and the rescuer. See, the thing is,
then,
he's too busy rescuing others than himself.
Right. And I've tried to point that out to him, and then he almost gets angry with me when I do that.
He gets territorial.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you tell him something, don't tell him nothing. Just suggest it. Just tell him,
mm-hmm.
You know, don't tell, he don't like to be told what to do.
No, not at all.
He's too territorial. He wants to be in control of his life. But when you tell him what to do, he gets angry.
Yeah.
He has a lot of anger issues.
Now, do you see him working through that, or do you see him moving?
I see him getting through the anger issues when all this ends. Right now, it's just a nightmare. He'll wake up.
Do you see him moving out of state?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
next
now is
ocean.
It... What's that?
He's going to live next to the ocean.
Yeah. Like we're
going
to
be...
His daughter lives in Virginia Beach.
That's probably where he's going to move then.
Mm-hmm.
He's thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you see us getting together as a family or no?
Eventually, yes. It will all come together because he needs the healing, and that's where the angels are pushing him.
Okay.
because he has work to do. He has a lot of work to do.
Yeah, like he asked me today something about, like, well, let me just get through this, you know. And it has to do with the custody thing, and his ex-wife gives him a real hard time. I've had a couple other readings, and you know, when it's happened, I don't think about asking the reader. But I've had a couple readings where they have said that a woman doesn't want Fred and I together. Can you tell
that's
me
gypsy.
If this... What's that?
That's the gypsy I was telling you about.
Oh, okay. Okay, because I thought it was like somebody, you know, that's in his life, like those two women that are sisters or this other woman. I didn't know who this other woman was.
She's the gypsy one, so you want to be careful.
Now, this is somebody from his past life, though, right?
Right. And she was the gypsy.
Okay, why would I have to be careful of her now?
Because she's dark and evil, and she wants to destroy him.
Okay.
And anybody gets in her way.
Now, how could she hurt me?
Oh, she could throw disaster powder on you. She could do all kinds of things. But the thing is if you have, the blood of Jesus is stronger, so you can conquer her. You know, you have the faith to rebuke her, you know, out of your life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Rebuke her out of his life, but this is something he has to believe. This is something he has to want in his heart, to rebuke her out of his life. She is the parasite.
Mm-hmm. Now, see, he does believe in God and stuff like that, but he doesn't believe in psychics. He gets really upset with me. That is a problem that he and I have. He doesn't like me talking to psychics and things like that, you know?
Now, me and my dad, we were psychically attacked by a gypsy too, so we already know what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen their powers, and it's a big community. It's almost like the mafia.
It's funny you say that because I'm Italian descendant. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know, but is there anything else that I can do to help him out? I mean, like if I told him I was talking to you right now, he'd be really upset with all this. You know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so
he would.
Would that be her, like, that would be her behind it, right?
Okay, here's, I just want to explain something to you. When somebody don't believe what you're saying and you have to use, say it to him in a different way.
Right.
You have to tell him that you had a dream And this was the information that came through the dream.
Okay.
Okay. You have to talk to him in a way where it's going to open him up. If not, he's just going to reject everything that you say.
Yeah, because, like I said, as soon as they mention the psychic, it's like, oh, brother, you know.
A lot of it is his limiting beliefs.
Right. I don't know, like...
Let me explain something. A lot of people don't believe that there's a Satan.
Right.
And what did it say in that movie, The Right, Ethan?
Just because you don't believe in him don't mean you're not protected.
Right.
Right. And, you know, and this is where we're all headed, is that we have to have faith. Not only have faith, but have trust.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and we're going through a spiritual warfare right now. And this is your calling.
Well,
get past, you know, whatever. You know, you're a healer. So you're helping him to get past whatever issues that he's going through right now.
Right. Well, just recently...
But the main thing is you can't help him unless you clear up any issues that you're going through right now.
Right. I'm trying to work on that.
Don't
believe in him because that's what gives her power.
Right.
What's that, hon?
I said don't believe in her because that's what gives her power. Her power over you, the gypsy.
Right.
Yeah.
Just turn your back on her, rebuke her. Just rebuke her in the name. You know?
So I've been doing a lot of praying and things like that, and I've turned to religion a lot more ever than in my life, you know, in the last couple of years.
I don't know
if you could see that or not, but...
Any religion is good.
What's interesting, anytime you're in a spiritual war, you have to put on your armor, and your armor is your protection that you have with Jesus Christ to fight off any, you know, of these dark forces.
Have you ever heard of spirits coming through a mirror?
Oh, yeah, the mirror world.
Well, I've got a couple friends that are psychics, and they told me, I told them that as soon as I'd go to bed at night, I'd start hearing, like, walking around in my house and stuff, and they said that it was my bedroom mirror, and they had to cross over spirits. Would this have anything to do with this gypsy woman? You know?
Let me check. I don't want to guess. Yeah, she opened up a portal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is this mirror that you're talking about, is it an antique?
Yep.
You know what? Did you buy this from somebody that used to own it or even an antique store or something?
It was my grandparents originally, and they bought it from a doctor friend that they had.
Because I'm getting that's where it, where a lot of this porthole opened up.
Yep, that's what I've been told. I got
because
it covered up right now. Well, they told me to cover it up and that they crossed over like 59 spirits that were in my home. And then another psychic checked out my house, and they said that my house was cleared of them, but they felt that I should bury my mirror, you know, take it right off the dresser and bury it. And another one told me just to wash it down with sea salt.
Well, what you should do is cover it up with a black sheet.
I got it covered right now, but, you know.
Is it black?
Nope, it's a baby quilt, actually.
Get black.
Okay.
Because that will repel the negative energy that's coming from it.
Okay. How do I know that that mirror is safe? I mean, can I eventually use it again, or can I use it after, like, if I got sea salt and washed it, can I use it again?
Let me check. No. No, she opened up a portal of demons to come through there.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get rid of it.
Yeah, I'm getting you need to get rid of it.
I'm not
okay,
getting rid of it.
I wouldn't give it to, don't give it to somebody.
That's what somebody else said, because I would be giving them my problems.
No, just, they'll have the same problem.
Okay, now
yeah,
I have another question. I have a mirror that's just like it. It's a twin to it that I don't have set up. It came with a vanity, but I didn't set that up. And they told me that I have a guardian, like a guardian angel that's a little girl through the other mirror to remove this one that I got up and put up the other one. Well, it kind of makes me feel a little leery after what I've been through, you know what I'm saying? I'm putting this other mirror up and trusting that the other mirror would be okay.
Well, the thing about mirrors is you got to be really careful because it can connect you to the heavens, and also it can connect you to the lower levels of hell.
Mm-hmm.
And she's cursed that mirror to go into the lower levels.
Mm-hmm.
So you could be dragged in the mirror, and you don't want to get trapped in the mirror world.
Right.
So you have to be careful with the mirrors.
So you're suggesting not to even use the other mirror then?
Yes.
Any connection with it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how long do you think it will be before Fred and I are physically together?
How long?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the pendulum's going to destiny, so whatever that means, I mean, it's saying to follow your destiny or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting that you're destined to be together for a long time.
I'm getting, more than any, if you want this to move quickly,
mm-hmm.
then you have to get this mess cleaned up.
Okay.
By that is, you need to get rid of that mirror and not procrastinate and just do it.
Okay. So you think a lot of it has to do with this mirror?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because what's happening is whatever portholes that were open in that mirror, these energies are coming through and it's causing a lot of chaos in your life and his life.
Wow.
It's creating
an
illusion.
According to my pendulum, it's gone to failure. So, like Roy said, it's causing disaster and failure.
Right.
So
it's near us.
Yeah, but it's a real it's a very misfortunate mirror.
Yeah.
Okay.
It can look into the past. It can look into the past and the future.
Mhm. See, I never even heard of this mirror deal until a couple weeks ago, you know?
Yeah.
Never even knew of it before. And
you have to be very careful. You know, my grandmother, she used to, I just wanted to share something with you real quick. Like, she knew about the mirror world.
Mm-hmm.
And she even used to warn me not to look into the mirror too much because
yeah.
it could even drive you crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So that being the case, then that tells you that how much power a mirror has.
Yeah.
Because, you know, all we are, when we meet our twin flame, all we are is a mere reflection of ourselves.
Right.
So, you know, the main thing is not to allow any kind of dark energies or anything take your power away and take your power back.
Okay. Now, do you feel that Fred's my twin flame?
Well, according to the chart, it's saying yes, and that's the reason why it's saying you were destined to be together for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Because you made those soul agreements with him.
Well, when we had this argument, when, like I told you before, he shut me off. He screamed at me on the telephone that he didn't love me.
Well, that's just him expressing his emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not something he really means.
But if you were to reverse it in words, what is he actually saying?
There you go.
What's that?
That he does love you.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it around.
Turn it around.
Tell him that.
Okay.
Change the belief system. Yeah. Say, hey, what are you telling me? Are you telling me that you really love me? Watch him get
mm-hmm.
really mad.
Yeah.
Watch him get mad.
Watch those inner demons come out of him.
Yeah.
Releasing all the toxins, all the parasites.
Right.
Get them out. That's called psychic surgery.
I think that what does get him angry with me, because I make him realize some things, and he doesn't want to face them, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to face reality or
what?
The truth.
Right.
What you're doing is you're hitting a lot of nerves.
Right.
And
I don't mean to be mean, because I do love him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But you have to awaken his emotions and his subconscious.
Mhm.
And that's what you're doing.
See,
and it's really
we're
weird because I'm getting a vision of a snake coming out of his throat.
What does that mean?
Well, the snake is wrapped around his throat and
mm-hmm.
around his soul
mm-hmm.
and restricting him, binding him. This is the curse that she put on him.
Hmm.
She used the snake.
Is it being released?
The only way you're going to get rid of the snake is you got to use something else like bait.
Like what, huh?
Like some kind of bait. Like something that the snake will go after. She's a snake in the ritual.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to hear what kind of snake it was?
What?
It was the black mamba.
And what does that do?
Tell her what the black mamba is, Dad.
Well, they're very deadly.
The venom.
And if you get bit by one, you don't live very long. Maybe within a couple of minutes, if you're lucky. So, whatever this is, it's very powerful. And that's why it's important that, this be taken out. You know,
well,
if you want to be with your twin flame.
Mm-hmm. So basically,
I'm getting more than any. He's crying out for some help. That's why he's opening up to you.
Okay.
A little more each time you talk to him.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at my encyclopedia of 5,000 spells and use my pendulum to identify what spell needs to be cast.
All right.
Okay, so I went right to clearing spells. That didn't surprise me. Balancing, cleansing, rituals. This is a very black magic spell that he put on him with the snake. Okay, here it's saying that it needs, in order to do the snake binding, there has to be some kind of sacrifice or bait of blood. So it's saying you need a bath in tomato juice.
I need to?
Yeah, and sprinkle your salt with sea salt.
Okay, I have to bathe myself in tomato juice and sea salt?
Yes.
Okay.
And you need to pray for him. That this snake
will be
released.
Oh, I do that anyways. Yeah, I do that anyways, you know.
Well, it's not strong enough. You got to do the ritual. You got to put the energy into it.
Alrighty.
You can't just say a few words and just expect it to go away. This is a very powerful that was put on him.
Okay, so would I have to just do this the one time?
Yes. And if it don't work the one time, do it again until it does work.
So I'd be able to tell, like, was his attitude changed?
Yes. Well, you'll start seeing changes in him tremendously when the snake is gone. Just don't let the snake inside. Just don't let it wrap itself around you. Be really careful when you're astral projecting, because this is a very deadly snake, like Roy said.
Mm-hmm.
One bite of this snake could kill you. It can kill a million people.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be really careful with snakes.
Well, he's got a lot of health issues. I mean, really, really bad health issues.
Roy, what are you getting from that? I looked in the 5,000 Spells book, and it was saying something about tomato juice and sea salt. What are you getting from that?
I'm getting that, this will work.
Okay.
And one of the biggest reasons he's having these health issues is because of this black mamba snake. It's closing off a lot of his chakras.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's important that you do this and not, don't procrastinate. It's something that you have to do if you want, this relationship, this twin flame relationship to, so that you can be with him.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, it's just like you said, I've been knocking my head against the wall trying to figure out what's going on,
And we're going pretty deep here for you.
On
a super conscious love.
We're almost like a, what is it? When you go have your cavities done in your teeth.
Yep.
We're talking about root canal work now.
Yep, I know. Well, like I said, I never even heard about this mirror deal, so all this is new to me,
But be open, to everything, because anything is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can do
this.
Main
thing is, what do you do when it happens?
I just want to mention, you can do this ritual
physically, or if you know how to meditate, you know how to visualize, you can do this with your mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the reason why I say it, you have to feel it. You have to see it. You have to do it. Remember those three steps that I told you.
Mm-hmm.
Just like if you want a new car, you got to get in the car.
Yeah.
Right.
You have to see it. You have to feel it. You have to project it. Make it yours. Make it real.
Do you think you'll be more open to me now?
No, you're going to see a huge difference.
Okay.
Tell her about that experience, Dad, about that bike that I wanted.
This is interesting, you know. Adrian was telling me, Adrian wanted a bike, a bicycle, because, where he lives at, it's easy to get to places on a bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
And we passed by this house, and this guy was working on bikes, but they were very expensive, even though they were older bikes, but he wanted a lot. And I told Adrian, well, maybe you better hold off, and we'll find you a bike that's a little bit more affordable.
Thanks.
So we were headed back to the car, and I looked down on this guy's lawn, and there was a bicycle laying there, and it had a sign on it for free.
Oh, wow. Isn't it something?
And this was like a $300 bike.
Wow.
And so I went and knocked on the door, and I said, is that bike for free there? I guess his son answered the door, and he goes, yeah, it's for free. Go ahead and have it if you want it.
Oh, isn't that something?
Okay, we'll take it. And all I had to do to the bike was just clean it up and add some air on the tires, and still holding air.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
So see it, do it, feel it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
remember, I saw the bike for sale.
Yeah.
And what did I tell the universe? I want a bike.
Yeah.
Right.
But I saw it. I felt it.
Fred was really, really mean to me the last couple of weeks, and he even got his daughter involved to tell her to tell me not to text or call him, and he's never gone to this extent before, and I'm thinking, okay. I wasn't the one in the wrong anyways. I wasn't the one that was trying to pick up somebody else to dump other stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then he's denying that. So I don't know. I don't know what to believe,
Well, the main thing is it's not getting wrapped up into the drama.
Right.
Because that snake is trying to wrap itself around you, too.
Mm-hmm.
It wants to suck. It wants to put its poison in you.
Mm-hmm.
So be careful, like I said. Be very careful with the snake. They're deadly.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
So you could fight your spiritual. You can go into the astral and fight it, but it's deadly. You have to be careful.
Well, you have to remember something, too, that we're never alone. You never go to battle by yourself. You always call upon your angels. You call upon Jesus Christ and the ascended masters.
Mm-hmm.
And they're there to protect you.
Mm-hmm.
Work alone.
We don't work alone.
Right. Well, I do say prayers to my ascended masters and stuff like that myself.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, I I'm getting that you'll be able to get past this with determination and your faith,
mm-hmm.
and you'll be able to, beat this, dark force, that has a hold on him.
Mm-hmm.
The main thing is you have to talk to him in a way that he can believe that, this is something that he would want, for himself also.
Right.
It all comes down to choices. You can't force somebody to do something that they don't want to do.
Right.
But you can, help them and by suggesting or even making it so that it's making them believe that it was their idea.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Talking to other psychics, there's always this man on the other side. It's come up twice, just like this woman. There's a man that has crossed over that's over Fred's, over Fred. Could you tell me who that is?
It's not a man.
Hmm.
It's a genie. Genies are very mischievous.
Mm-hmm.
Jinns are more evil. Genies are very magical, mystical, mischievous, but they can also get you into trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to figure out what messages does the genie want. And I'm picking up there's a message from Roy. What are you getting, Roy?
The message is, what does a genie do? A genie always grants your wishes for you. So what are your wishes? What do you want to come, work from this? And where do you see yourself, in this relationship?
Well, like I said, we've talked about getting married before,
Yeah.
And, I've been divorced since 1994, so it's not something I take lightly,
Mm-hmm. Right now, you're going through a shift. And it's going to, what it's going to do, it's going to boost, this relationship that you have with him.
Mm-hmm.
And, this is going to draw you both closer together.
Okay. Well, like I said, he did ask me to give him some time because of, I came from a very dominant family, and... Mm-hmm. And it makes it hard because, like you said, he doesn't like to be told what to do. And it's not like I'm trying to tell him what to do, but I'm trying to make him realize that all these people are taking advantage of him. And it angers me because I care about him,
Right.
Now it just, with him being as sick as he is, they should be taking care of him instead of making it worse for him. That's how
right.
I look at it. Because my mother was heavily on my life.
What sign is he?
Aries.
And what sign are you?
A Sagittarius.
And Adrian, what are you getting from that?
A lot of conflict. They're both fire signs.
Yeah. And that's why there's... He wants to be in control. You want to be in control.
Mm-hmm.
Who is Aries, the god of war?
Yeah.
That's what he is?
That's what he is the god of war.
Mm-hmm.
He loves to fight.
Yeah.
He loves drama. There is no war that he cannot defeat.
Mm-hmm.
And with being a knight, I can understand why he would be an Aries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fighting is his whole life.
Yeah, he's been to war too, you know, in real life.
That's why he's been to war.
Mm-hmm.
He can win it. He can conquer this demon, this curse that was put on him. But he has to rebuke it.
Now, like, if I was to tell him about all this, he wouldn't believe it. So how would I make him do it on his own?
Well, it's not that he wouldn't believe it. It's where he will acknowledge it. It doesn't matter where you believe or not. Real or imagine,
mm-hmm.
it's real too.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. What matters is you tell him so he can acknowledge what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
If he flips out on you, big deal. At least you know that he's aware now. Open
right.
awareness.
Right.
That's what he needs to know, that he can fight this demon.
Is there anything else I can do?
You can do an exorcism on him, too. That's
mm-hmm.
another ritual. I don't care what the Catholic Church calls it or the Christians. It's still a ritual.
Right.
Because you're casting out demons.
Mm-hmm.
This demon could come from when he was in the military, too. So you don't know if this has something to do with the government.
Right.
A lot of people that come back from the military, they get all messed up.
Oh, he's got that post-traumatic whatever it is. I forgot what they call it, syndrome?
Yeah, post-traumatic syndrome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's being treated for that.
Where did he spend his time in the military at?
I think in Afghanistan.
See, what's happening is the suicide rate has really been high for a lot of returned veterans.
Right.
But we don't know what they were being exposed to. They could have been chemically exposed.
Mm-hmm.
Or even some kind of mind control.
Right.
See, there's different technologies that we don't even know about. But, you know, main thing is he's a knight, number one, and he, you know, he's guided by Aries. So he can get past this.
Well, I know that it bothers him that he killed people, you know, because he's
yeah.
brought that up. You know, he hasn't forgiven himself for that, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that's why a lot of people, you know, that were there, they saw things that they never saw in their whole lifetime.
Right, and like when he and I get talking about with him being at war, he'll say, you just don't know what it's like. You know, you have no idea what it's like.
So what's happening is more than any is he's dealing with a lot of his inner demons.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to get past this. And that's why you've stepped into the picture to help him to heal.
Well, like, I asked him today, I said, do you love me? Because I'm trying to make him acknowledge it. Because, like you said, he can shut you right off,
yeah.
you know? And he He says, well, not right now. I don't even love myself. That was his comment.
But then again, you have to say is turn it around. What is he saying?
Hmm.
He's saying, I do love myself.
Yeah.
See, we were taught not to believe that we should love ourselves. That
right.
We should put up before us.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he believes, and it's not true. He needs to put himself before others.
Right.
Right.
But it's a giving and receiving energy that we all have to give and receive.
Mm-hmm.
So his lesson is, should I love myself more than I should love others?
Right.
Or should I love myself and love others?
And then another thing that he commented on was that was a loaded question. That's what he said to me today. He's never said something like that, you know.
Have you ever asked him, can you love others and love yourself too?
Right. I will ask him that.
What did
he say? Before, like if I said I loved you, he'd come right back with, you know, ditto. He always used to say ditto to me, you know, or, you know, he tells me he loved me. But I think he has a kind of an issue telling somebody he loves them because he's been hurt before me, you know.
So he does have unresolved issues.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm getting to that, when he was younger, again, he would have an issue with his parents. He didn't know what love was.
He came from a big family, and
yeah.
You know, nine kids, and they were alcoholics. I do know that. And, you know, they were well off. And basically, like he said, that he didn't get as much money as the other kids did. You know, a couple, including himself, didn't get as much as the other ones for whatever reason. So I think that made him feel, you know, even though his parents have passed on, that he didn't live up to his parents' expectations either for whatever reason.
Right. And that's why he didn't feel that love, you know, when he was younger.
Right.
Now, does this come from his father or his mother?
What's that?
Like, I don't know, like, do you know who's involved?
Well, both of his parents have passed on.
They both passed on?
Yeah. His mother passed first and then his father.
So maybe there's some unresolved issues there that need to be addressed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're blocking me right now. I'm trying to connect with them, but they're hiding secrets from me. Roy, what are you getting? Why they're doing that.
Yeah, a lot of it, more than any, is, and, you know, and that's why you stepped into the picture is to help him to learn to love.
Mm-hmm.
He's been, he hasn't experienced love in a long time.
Right. I understand that.
Yeah.
I
so you're teaching him, you know, what love is.
Mm-hmm.
His mom and dad were holding secrets from him. They didn't want him to know.
Yeah.
They will be discovered.
Do they approve of him and I being together?
Yes, they do. The father don't. For some reason, I sense hesitation from the father.
Mm-hmm.
The mother is really happy. She's smiling right now. She's an older lady.
Her name's Anne.
She looks like she's in her mid-60s or 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what year she died?
Oh, he told me. No, I know that she passed away with cancer.
Well, she looked pretty good for her age, but she does look kind of run down, kind of old.
Mm-hmm.
Wrinkly skin.
What's weird is my mother's name was Anne, and his mother's name was Anne, and they both died of cancer.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Isn't
that weird? Yeah. That's synchronicity knocking at your door.
So what does that mean?
That means that it runs in your family.
Mm-hmm.
Your family lineage. It's a parasite.
Mm-hmm.
The cancer is a parasite, so it's...
No, my dad had cancer. My father had cancer, my mother had cancer, and my grandfather had cancer.
Yeah, see what I mean? It runs in your family.
Uh-huh.
So don't get cancer.
The main thing is, I just wanted to share something with you. You know, a lot of people think that, you know, cancer is genetic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not.
Okay.
One of the biggest reasons is a lot of it is what are we consuming?
Right.
Our body is, you know, when we put a lot of acidic foods into our body or even drinks,
mm-hmm.
what that does is it raises our pH levels. And that's where we have to be careful, because if our pH level is too high, then
mm-hmm.
you open up to cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that you especially keep track of your pH level and drink water with alkaline.
Okay.
And that'll help to stabilize your pH level and keep it at a where it's supposed to be.
Okay. Would you be able to tell me why his father isn't happy about our relationship?
Why his father what?
Why his father didn't approve of our relationship?
Well, his father was very abusive to his mother. He was very physically abusive to her. He used to hit her, slap her, swear at her. He's verbal. He's very verbal. He never really physically abused him in the way like he physically abused his mother.
Okay.
And I think that comes back down to his childhood, too. So, it's like he has this inner anger inside he has inner demons he's dealing with.
The father does.
Yeah, a parasite.
Mm-hmm.
And then ate him alive inside, so... It's like he doesn't want to see you happy or his son happy.
He doesn't even want to see his own son happy?
He wants him to follow the same path.
Oh, wow.
And he's on a different plan. He's on a different mission.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like a failure.
His father feels like a failure?
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
So he has a lot of solved issues.
So
he doesn't like
what
his first name reason.
What does the mother like about me?
The mother likes you because she wants to see him happy, whatever he chooses, but she thinks that it would be the right decision for him to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
She really likes your energy.
Mm.
She trusts you that you can set him free from this curse.
Well, see, where I feel bad about is when I found out about this other woman, I went off. I mean, I didn't handle it well at all because I was so hurt, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, this woman's a demon, you know? She's a parasite.
Mm-hmm.
So the only thing she can spread is evil. She can't spread no good.
See, all the way through this phone conversation, my hands and my feet are hot.
That's confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
Validation. I was telling you about validation and getting in touch with your awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a very sensitive person.
Yeah, I am. I tried to cover it up, but I am very sensitive.
Uh-huh. But you can't cover it up with me and Roy.
No, I know that.
We're
yeah,
very sensitive.
I do a lot of crying and you know, when I'm by myself.
Yeah.
So
what are you getting from the father, Roy? Are you there?
I think we lost Roy.